the Most Honorable Agneta Andrews. Amen. Put your hands together. Let's hear it for her. Amen. Praise God. She will bring to us the word of God. My Lord, enough respect. It's an honor. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. It's an honor and a glory to be in the house of the Lord. And not only that, to continue ministering the word of God. 4th of July made it 6 years when I said to God, I cannot no longer preach your word again. But I'm here today with the mandate of Jesus. I remember him saying to me, I have anointed you to preach the gospel. And I am saying I'm not worthy again. But God is good. And I rejoice in what he has done and what he is continuing to do. And I want to tell the devil, he's a liar. And he had to back off. Amen. Amen. After July 4th, he thought that wasn't sufficient. December, around the middle of December, he decided to take my husband. God again had to come in. And thank God, God kept him, give him a miracle. Until the 25th of November, he took him home. And I'm still preaching the gospel. Amen. I want to say to those of you today who might be discouraged because of what you are going through, what is taking place in your life, I want you to know this business is not yours. It is the Lord's. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Father, I give you thanks and I give you praise and I give you honor. I thank you for whatever you have allowed, whatever was done, I give you the glory. And most of all, God, I thank you because, God, of your anointing, oh God, which is able to destroy every yoke, to bring down every stronghold. I pray, God, that you will come in the service today. God, you will touch lives. You will touch minds. Oh, God, you will touch hearts. Lord, you will touch youths. Oh, God, you'll touch the elders. Oh, God, you will increase them in your knowledge. And bless them today. In Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture reading today was from Acts chapter 5. But I want to speak to you on Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. And I just want to read from 5 to 8. Would you stand with me to the reading of God's word? Let's honor his word. Some of you may not have your Bible, but you have your iPod, you have your BlackBerry, you have your tablet or whatever. Let's get into it. It is important that we have it. It is important that we read it. Whatever you read it from, thank God you have it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's nice when you could download it and every minute flip it. Amen. So I'm not flipping now, we're scrolling. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, we're going to read together from verse 4 to 8. And being assembled together, with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8. But ye shall power. When? After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part. And ye shall, no specific, no age, no limitation, but ye means you, means me, shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Have your seat. Put on your seat belt. We are about to take off. Hallelujah. I read the word of God so many times. But this word never run out of revelation. You can't exhaust it. And it's about a week or two. Think about 2 weeks. The Lord began to minister to me on this verse of scripture. We as Church of God believe that any office you should hold, you should be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Is that so, Pastor? Which is so powerful, which is so necessary. And he shall receive it. And the Lord began to show me some things. Yes, there are times we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Speak in other tongues. Man, we rejoice. And we ended there. Come on, somebody. Have the power, have the Holy Ghost. And that's it. But I want to share with you what the Lord has shown to me. That's not the end. That power, yes, you speak in tongues. Yes, you rejoice. You feel nice. It's a nice experience. When you come in church, you could dance and shout. But there is something else. When you come from there, they were on the top of the mountain. When they came down, what happened to them? When you leave church under the anointing, full of Holy Ghost, and the devil, he show up. What do you do at those times? Some people, when that man, the old man, come up, this is the time the Holy Ghost is needed. Each and every one of us sitting here. You're looking nice this morning. You're looking with a smile. But a lot of us have issues. Some of us, when we left home, we must be saying, I think this morning is the last morning of coming back in this church. Because of issues. Because of situation. Some of you, when you leave here, you're wondering what you're going back to. Same old thing. But the Holy Ghost is more than just rejoicing. The Holy Ghost is the powerhouse for situation. It depends on us with the Holy Ghost how we handle our situation. Because it is a must. You could all Holy Ghost feel rejoicing. It is a must. Think it not strange concerning those fiery trials. It's a must. But it depends on how much Holy Ghost you have. How far you reach. He said unto them, stay in your Jerusalem. Don't you ever move. He said, wait until. You know why? He taught his disciples, and he teach us too. One of the things he taught them is, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, say all. He said, rejoice. First of all, he said, you are blessed. Blessed are ye when? Rejoice when it happened. How much of you could do that? And how long it take you to go through that? If you come true already. You're quoting scripture. You think I'm Job. You think I'm easy when I start. You face those situations. You face those conditions. But I want you to know, except the Holy Ghost is in your business, you're in trouble. He said, when he is come, and that towards, he is come, trouble me for a long while. So that means, if I'm going down the road, he has to come with me. If I'm going through a difficulty, except he come to take over, things will be in a mess. So he said, don't leave. Wait. The word of God says when he is come, he's going to teach us. Some people tell you, well, I learned so much already. I don't need nobody to teach me. But he had his disciples teaching them for how much years? And they never understood what he was teaching them. I believe all of us here went to some school or the other. We had problem learning certain things. Come on. But what he's saying now, when the Holy Ghost comes in, that's a different teacher with a different teaching in a different situation. He teaches you how to handle. He teaches you what he's doing with the situation. Sometimes you look at God and wondering, Lord God, you again? Oh God, you're tired? So long I've been praying, and instead of getting the answer for what I want, you do something else? It happens. When will this situation end? I usually preach to the brethren. I tell them, it take me 46 years in a situation before God deliver me. 46 years. Praying, fasting, and at one time I'm saying, God, do what you have to do. And what you have to do, do it quick. Sometimes when we're in this situation, we're saying, God, kill them. Now you're laughing, but it's true. God, if you don't do something, I'm going to take action. But God is going to do what he had to do anyway. But you know what happened? When you wait on him, when he comes in, he gives you grace. He gives you understanding. He says he will guide you. He will teach you. He will lead you. He will direct you. You don't understand how you're getting through. How you're coming through. I'm here to tell you. You don't have to reason God. Just lay it on him. Tell him, come. God, I can't handle it anymore. You come and take over. Your husband giving you trouble. Tell God, come in this situation. So your wife giving you tanker bean. Tell God, come in. He said, when he's come, he go turn things around. You cannot handle it. Some of those friends praying bad. They even want to beat you. All you have to tell the Holy Ghost, come in. You don't have to quarrel. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to build up your blood pressure. All you have to say, Holy Ghost, just come in. When he comes in, he makes the difference. But you know something? Some of us hard of learning. Some of us hard of obeying. Some of us want to tell God what he should do, how he should do it, and when he should do it. He said, wait in your situation. Wait. He's coming. And he's not a man that could lie. When he say, go do something, he's going to do it. Young people, some in school, some in college. Oh God, you're saying too much pressure. You want to run out from school. You want to run from your home. You want to run from the circumstances. I'm here to let you know what you need is to call on the Holy Ghost to come in and take control. Hey, running from it doesn't make a difference. But most of you from the Caribbean, they say you leave the frying pot and you jump in the fire. Stay in it. Stay in your Jerusalem. Don't move. Wait. And he said, when the Holy Ghost come, he go change things. You can't change it. We have a generation now. You can change them. You said, don't do that. They do that. You said, do this. they do something else. It's now the young people, you know. We too. God tell us don't do certain things. Adam and Eve, don't eat of this fruit. You cannot eat it. Don't go here. I want to experience. No, we have a whole set of technology. People want to explore. They want to experience what's going on. Until some people gone in an occult and gone in a demon possession. Wait. Don't be too hurry. Don't run ahead. Listen, some people, they're in church and my God, the Lord minister to them. I'll make you a teacher. But the Bible says you have to wait. I have a ministry, they don't want to use me. I gone. You gone here, you gone there. But as you are reading Acts 5, the revelation come to me counterfeit. You want to, how we are saying, I want to follow you. I see you doing miracles, I want to do too. I see you teaching, I could teach too. You leading worship, I could lead too. Counterfeit. Wait! 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 You're running, I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. Before you know it, you have no prophet. You are a loser. The business failed. And in that sense of fact, I thought they could have. Well, I see everybody doing things. So I could do it too. Hey, wait. Let him come. Let him take over. Let him build you up. He said, wait. Listen, brethren. You're in church. Stay in church. The devil tell you leave, but I'm telling you, the word of God say wait. Stay there. Stay in your Jerusalem. I like what they're doing. Stay there. I like how things going. Stay there. That's weak. Grenada language. Stay there. Jesus say, wait there until power. Until you become a witness. You know what is a witness? I sat for the past 2 days and he had those witnesses coming up and testify with this man, with the child and whatnot and whatnot. Who see and who hear and they don't want what you hear. They want what you, so you experience. And that, oh, that is what the word of God was saying. Wait until you see. So when you go out, when you speak of what you know. A witness for God is somebody who go through some difficulties. Who had some trying times, my brother. Who know what it is to get their back beaten and come out scot-free. Who know what it is to go to prison. We say go to hell back and come back. Who know to live with the devil and come back. That's a witness. You don't have to preach, you know. You don't have to go and preach. Sometimes you have to cease telling people, but God said this and God said that, and just be a witness. How you get that done? People cursing you. People blackmailing you. People saying all manner of evil against you. How you getting this business done? Not you. The Holy Ghost is who walking you through. I remember lately somebody saying, I don't know how you do this thing. I don't know. I wonder if you're really mad. Your child dead, and I mean, come on. You just going as nothing happened. They didn't know where I went. They didn't know what God, what the Holy Ghost had to deal with me. When I tell him, not me again. They don't know. So they're looking for me to crumble. But when he is come. Come on somebody. When he come in your situation. When they're looking for you to fall. He lifting you up. When he is come. When he is come. He's going to teach you. Come on, somebody. How to handle those situations. He's going to direct you. He's going to tell you when to shut up. He's going to tell you when to stop making all this noise you're making. You know, we don't make a lot of noise. He's going to do all this when he is come. This is what the church need. This is what every believer need. This is what every sinner need. Hey, when he's come in your life, he's going to rebuke you of sin. Nobody has to come and tell you, don't do this and don't. The Holy Ghost is going to reprove you of sin. And of unrighteousness. Because some people, you tell them, look at what they want. Don't do this as if you're beating the air. Forget them. Amen. Just let the Holy Ghost come in. Amen. And let me say something. When God speak a word, his word will not return unto him void until it accomplish that which he send it to. He said, in the time of trouble, I'll be with you. Even your sickness, when the doctor gives you up, come on somebody, and you going on with fear, Lord, this is a cancer. I'm going to die. But when he's the Holy Ghost coming is a different ball game. Some months ago, I had a pain. They had a health fear, and I went to the health fear. The doctor said, I'm giving you this letter. He said, either no, don't hesitate. No, or tomorrow for the latest. Go and get a checkup. I said, thank you, sir. It was a Saturday. Go home, prepare my message. Go preach. Till today, the note is still in a corner. When he is come, Pastor, he heals. When he's come, he heals. He said, when the comforter is come, he's going to comfort. And if I die today, I know where I'm going. I don't have to worry. A few weeks ago, I tell the Lord I don't want to die again. Change my mind. No, you laugh? You know why I changed my mind? One man challenged God and challenged me. He said, pray God, move you out of the rain. And he said, not long from now. And I tell God, I say, listen, don't let the enemy rejoice. Amen. So I go live. You say, ask. You say, seek. And I'm giving no devil no challenge. If I die now, you're going to say prophecy come to pass. You see, when the Holy Ghost comes, you'll be a witness. She should die a long time. I should die a long time. But they don't take me out before God's time. But we could live a victorious life if we allow the Holy Ghost to take full control. You could be a force to reckon with if you allow the Holy Ghost to take over. Your marriage could be successful until death you pass if you allow the Holy Ghost. Your children could be under subjection. You allow the Holy Ghost. You're bad, you want to go? I just send the Holy Ghost with you. We have to take the authority that the Word of God declare unto us. He said, you shall decree a thing, and he establishing it. He said, whatsoever you bind or not. Listen, God has given us some authority in the Holy Ghost. For the last few months and last year, I tell God, I say, God, listen, I'm doing what you say to do or not. You tell me to bind or not. And you say, you go finish it in heaven. You say, loose. And he going to do the rest. Hey, somebody. God is waiting on us. But we waiting on God. Why are you waiting on him? Come down and raise you up. Put your stand up. And even hold your hand and walk. He don't say what he have to say. You got to do what he say, and he is going to do the rest. We, as I said before, and let me repeat it. Some of us get thirsty and anxious for the Holy Ghost. When we get the anointing and the power of the Holy, all we want to do is, some of us, we want to demonstrate it. What power I have. But the power is for more than that. It is for more than that. Listen, on your job, you don't have to argue with them people, you know. God said he's going to make you. All you have to do, call the Holy Ghost in. He said, no weapon. Oh my God. The Holy Ghost is our weapon. But we used it for the wrong purpose. Peter, when Peter, the man come up and he chop out the manners. The Lord said to him, Peter, no. Put up that is not the purpose. Put it away. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Those of you today that are going through some issues, we've been saying, a lot of us, I prayed, I did that. I died fast and prayed. Let the Holy Ghost come in now. The Word of God even tells us that the Holy Ghost is to help us in prayer. When you don't know how, there are some things you reach to the place, my God, you don't even know what to tell God. Amen. But He said, at those times, when Holy Ghost come in, He aid you. He teach you how to pray. You might be praying for the wrong thing. God don't want the person that He want to save them. Yeah. But you want them dead, brother. He don't want the person to leave. Amen. He want the person to straighten their life. Yes. Amen. But you praying, God, invict them. Amen. Servants of inviction notice, get out of here. It's the devil we are to invict. I said, the devil we are to invoke. Yeah. He have no right in your business. Amen. He have no right in the church. Yeah. He have no right in your marriage. Yeah. He have no right in your children's life. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Solve some inviction notice. Holy Ghost, come and invict this. So you and I don't really have a problem at the... I tell you how long I'm serving the Lord, and it's only now I realize I come through some things, eh? I really come through some things. And now looking back, all I'm saying, oh God, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because hadn't for the Holy Ghost, even when you say you're saved, when those pressure come on, listen, sometimes we see good people, good ministers, good teachers, and you see them turn out. Hey, they didn't have sufficient of the Holy Ghost to keep them. Oh God, so they lose it. They do what they shouldn't do. They say what they shouldn't say. And when there and I feel like that sometimes, I remember one time I said to God, I'm leaving this church. I'm leaving. You know. Who appointed you? To who did you apply? Christianity, we tell you, it's nice. It's like roses. But your thorns. And it rip you badly. We said to you, come to a church full of love, a church full of, charisma. When you come, what you're looking for, you find something different. I'm here to let you know, it's the Holy Ghost. Jesus chose 12 disciples. He chose them. Come on, somebody. He chose them. So if you're looking for a good church, go ahead. Go looking. And when you finish, look. Come back. Amen. But Pastor said, I'm going to come back, you know. Because they're coming back worse than they left. Amen. And I tell them I can't deal with religious demons. All type of religious doctrine. What you never hear about. And they want to come and sit down and operate. I can't take that. I'm saying to you, not with bias, but with knowledge. The problem you're going through, whether in the church, whether with pastor, whether it's Sunday school teacher, whether it's deacon, whether it's who, just ask Christ to come in it. Are you hearing me? The word of God says, sheep and goat, you're finding in the church. Wheat and tears, in the church. Are you hearing me? Good and bad. Because bad thing that comes in into church to make it good. Some get good, some remain bad. So I want to say to you, it takes the Holy Ghost to live. You hear me? Amen. To live. Amen. Under the system. To live for God. In this last day, we need the Holy Ghost more than ever. For a pastor to survive, I'm saying it, for a pastor to survive, he don't just need the Holy Ghost, he need more of the Holy Ghost. For you and I to survive those things we are going through, we need the Holy Ghost. People going now to legal aid. They're going to lawyers. They're going to doctors. And all you could think about. If somebody come and they tell you, I hear somebody down there. There's a man down past Church Avenue. He's a newcomer on the block. And he's telling you all that your neighbor do to you. The man is a good man. You're gone. But telling you what you need is the Holy Ghost. He has action in that. And the Holy Ghost, you have to snap. You have to shed tears. I'm prepared to go through that. But I'm here to let you know, better to go through that. Yes. When you come through that, you could fight any battle. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. Peter who say he didn't know, deny and he didn't know and he didn't this and he didn't that. When the Holy Ghost come down, he said, this man and this brethren, they're not drunk as you suppose. It's not a drink they take. My God is Holy Ghost. It's only Holy Ghost could make you break your shoe heel. Smash up your makeup. I say it's only Holy Ghost. When he strip you, Papa. When you come from there. you could face any battle. The weapon, the spiritual weapon to overcome is the Holy Ghost. You don't need another message. You don't need another prophet to prophesy to you. What you need is the Holy Ghost. He speaks. Brethren, he speaks. The Holy Ghost tells you what to do, what not to do, where to turn. A few months ago, month of March, but this one was an accident because I had no idea of it. I went to this house and it's a new place and it was night. And the bathroom space was about 3 feet wide, if so much. And it was about 8 feet long. So I went in thinking that, well, I reach in. I fell. Almost discolit. Let me tell you, the house bigger than this church. I in Timbuktu. The others way back. So I fall, even though I cry for help. There was nobody. I had to say, oh God, Lord Jesus, come and help me here. I said, Lord, if I die here, nobody knows. Morning will come and they still wouldn't know. You have to do something. But the devil had planned something. A lot of the folks, they had some vision and they were praying, oh God, they feel that I wouldn't come back. And underground, I say, oh, this is what you're up to? And I had to call on the Holy Ghost to take me through. Few weeks after, went to a funeral. Come from the funeral. Going through on the wharf, I see Jax. But before that, when I leaving home, I put on a shoe and I hear the voice say, take off the shoe. I obey, I change the shoe. But when he warned me not to walk, take the bus, I said, no man, that's too much. It's not far, I could walk that. But brother. In the heart of the town. I can't tell you if I stomp foot. I can't tell you what happened to this blessed day. Take my time. Some people come and help me. Get up. I still have to take the same bus I didn't want to take. You ask me. It's only the Holy Ghost to do things like that. Yeah, only the Holy Ghost. Because, I mean, fear would have taken you. Panic hold you. When I reach home now, I'm saying, well, I have to watch on GBN to see if I'm on the TV because... Yeah, because, listen, nowadays before something happens, and they have a special ad, but they put it in. So I say, I have to watch and see. Yeah. You see, you have to know your God in those times. Shame. Pride. Look at me fall on the ground there. I had to challenge the devil. What you up about now? What are you up to? Few weeks ago, now come. What are you up to? Want to take me out. What I'm saying, those times you need the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, you turn and you blame God. I'm serving God. Well, I didn't come out in no place bad. And look at. Bop. From one thing to the next. I had to declare myself. I say, I don't want nobody to declare me. I am declaring in the name of the Lord. I'm a hero. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I tell the devil he's not going to joke me down with cocoa knife. I'm going to leave at the appointed time. Nothing else, not because of me, but because of the Holy Ghost. God had to defend his Holy Spirit. When he's in you, he got to take care of him. He cannot let reproach come to his name. He have to keep you. He say, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Church, whatever you're going through, make sure that your mind. When the devil tell you that's it, enough is enough. Tell him, turn back and tell him, you had enough of it. Get out now. You don't have to lose your mind. You don't have to lose your sanity. You don't have to do anything stupid. Because the Holy Ghost is greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, brethren, what more you want? You try to do everything to keep fit. You exercise. You diet. Some of you taking medication because you want to keep well. My God. Take the Holy Ghost. Take the Holy Ghost. Let him come in. Whatever your situation is today, change your mind. What you're planning to go home and do, change it. Just ask the Holy Ghost to come in and change you. I don't know, one songwriter said, I don't know what you are going through, but he's able to take you through. I don't know what your circumstances is, and you want to make your decision, but I want you to take that decision today. Wait. Wait. Stay where you are. Stay in that job and wait. Stay in school and wait. Stay in your home and wait. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Take over. Don't give up. Don't give up that marriage. The next one might be worse. Stay in it. And tell the Holy Ghost take over. Make up your mind. Change your mindset. Because when the Holy Ghost comes in, you make it change your mind. Some things you say I'll never do. You do me wrong. Holy Ghost telling me come to you. If you know your brother have an heart against you, go to him. He must be Holy Ghost. The person do you something, you know. Holy Ghost telling you. Holy Ghost telling you. Release them. Set them free. Those that do you art. Forgive them. The worst of it. Forgive them and love them. Pastor, you could love somebody where do you all this evil without Holy Ghost? You could talk to them. I forgive you, but I don't want to pass by you. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. But Holy Ghost telling you. That's hard, you know. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. You are here, you don't have that experience. You need that experience. You don't only need church. You don't only need the worship to feel good. You need the Holy Ghost to make you good. We're talking about love your neighbor, love, love, love. That's only words. But I could only love you through the love of God. You aren't bound to do me anything, you know, but something about you I don't like, and I can't love you. I just don't like how you talk. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, you could do what the Word of God says. The theme for up to September is living the Word. Oh, you could live Word without the Holy Ghost? That's the key. That's the key. Sometimes people do so much things, and when they come back, who? She? He? It's only the Holy Ghost. There is nothing else. There is no counseling. I'm declaring that to you. No counseling. No therapy. No education. Nothing you could do to change a man or a woman's heart. It's only the Holy Ghost. You have your own children. You give birth to them. You train them up in a certain way. You grow them up. When they take their way, nothing you do. You may cry, oh God, the child ungrateful. Look how the child turned against me. And the worst of it, some raise in their hand and hit their parents. I'm saying to you, it takes the Holy Ghost. Some of you pronounce curse on you. No, as a child of God, it's the Holy Ghost you have to send to them. Because you're making them worse. And you have to stand the consequence. So I want to encourage you. You might be discouraged. You might be going through certain situation that you never expected would have happened to you in your life. You never expected life to turn around as how it is. I'm here to let you know the Holy Ghost is who you need right now. I'm living in a house, myself alone and God. People wondering, no, I have company. And even though people come around to me as though nobody in the house. When I go in my bed, I go in my bed. When I feel to wake or I feel to come out, I come out. So sometimes even though somebody say they come to, I don't even see them. I live when he, the comforter, is come. Amen. I live with the comforter. Amen. After living in a house with so many people, amen, you come now, you're alone. Amen. But I'm comforted. Amen. You don't expect certain things to turn around. But when it turns around, with the Holy Ghost, you could make it. You could make it. You could make it. I don't know what you are going through now, but I'm here to invite you. I'm here to invite you to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. I don't know what is your plan. Each and every one of us have a plan for a situation. But I'm saying to you, invite the Holy Ghost in your plan. When he is come, when you give him charge, he's really going to take charge. He's going to minister, he go teach, he go guide, he go lead, and he's going to direct. If you don't remember anything, because you could be here. There could be people here going through what they are going through. And they're not hearing a thing that I am saying. Come on, somebody. But I want to say to you, ask the Holy Ghost to come in. He's going to guide. He's going to teach. You are here this morning or evening. I want to invite you. If you are a sinner, he's going to reprove you. He's going to help you. He's going to save you. He's going to change you. He's going to give you a change of heart. Maybe you were doing all that you're doing. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Or you have him at a measure. You didn't have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Because of what you see, some people do, saying they're doing it on the Holy Ghost. He brings doubt and fear to you. But I'm here to let you know, where there is real, there is counterfeit. But there is real. And let me say, there is nothing that cannot survive without real and counterfeit. Electricity. Whatever you do. Even Christianity. Real and counterfeit. And the word of God say that. Money. Real and counterfeit. People. Real and counterfeit. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is genuine. And you will know the genuine. And you will be a witness to the genuine. People is going to see the genuine in you. Somebody today, you're afraid. You are fearful. Things is going to turn on the other side. Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is here to change things for you. Want to pray for you. Would you come? Would you come? Some of you need a fresh anointing from the Holy Ghost. That anointing that is going to destroy yoke and bondage. That anointing that will cause you to operate in the supernatural and be a witness. Is there somebody today? Would you come?